about the best and worst basketball fans and cities, Wallet Hub's current study. Jill, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. So let's get to it. Ticket prices, something blew me away. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the average ticket price is $32.82. Like in some cities, you can't even see a baseball game for that. How is it so low?
Yeah, I mean, it's all supply and demand and, you know, where people are buying tickets and what they're going to be buying them for. I mean, it doesn't help that the team is not great and hasn't been great in a long time. But yeah, you'll find about four times more expensive in San Francisco, where you can't get in for less than $140, and that's just to get in the door.
Okay. And as far as some of the cities go, I want to talk about Miami. So Miami is sixth on the list, but super high in fan engagement. So how does that have that? What's the delineation there?
Yeah, Miami has been interesting. I mean, we've seen quite a change in the past few seasons as far as, you know, they had LeBron, they didn't have LeBron, it's Miami. There's many other things to do on any given day throughout the year. But Miami has really surged forward. I think on one, just who's paying attention to games. I think it helps that the team has gotten a bit better. Who's going to games and who's, you know, talking about games. That's what we're talking about here when we're looking at fan engagement on social media specifically.
I have to say, New York being eighth for basketball is a disgrace. Like growing up there, basketball was probably number one in the country. And the fact that they've fallen to eighth is just deplorable. And even now, again, this is probably more last year. They made the playoffs this year. But teams have been slowly getting better. I was shocked at their eighth.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about fan engagement, Miami ranks number one. New York is 30 times lower down here at the bottom. So, I mean, it is New York. You have great baseball as of late. You have great hockey. So a lot of people, one, didn't expect the Knicks or the Nets to make any type of playoffs. And then when they did, they were polled and said, okay, who's going to do the best? You have all these teams in the playoffs. And still, basketball came in last. So I think, you know, obviously the Knicks of old are simply not what these new Knicks are in terms of, you know, people really backing them and believing in them.
Yeah, it's really kind of a shocker. Like, again, I realize things have changed and things do change. So we talk about L.A. So L.A. is number one. Now, I have a hard time believing that. I understand they have LeBron, like I do. But I still have a hard time believing they're really number one all the time, all year round.
Yeah, they're number one. I mean, having two teams does help here in terms of, you know, even more fans and even more access. Their great season has really helped here as well. We do keep in mind performance. And the other thing we look at is NCAA, where LA also ranked number one. And that's, you know, pretty hard to do for any one of these major league teams. If Philly comes close, I would say New York is up there as well. But that's, you know, one thing that's important to keep in mind. But yeah, LA, I mean, again, the fans have, I think, become more and more engaged, especially with LeBron there. You look at any of the games throughout the year, but especially the playoffs, and it's just such a who's who, way more than New York in terms of star power. And
yeah, I give you that.
Yeah, like really making it a place to be seen and a place where all the lowly regular fans, you know, want to go and want to pay attention to.
Then we see that Philly's fourth. And I have a hard time believing that San Fran's ahead of them. I get that they've had some really good years and they've won some championships. But I'm also taking into account like colleges and everything else. And I'll even say Philly's a better food town than San Fran, although their Chinatown's really good. But, you know, I don't know what is your feeling about the teams, the food, all of that?
Yeah, Philly is definitely a better food town. But as far as performance-wise, it still, you know, is beating out SF, at least, you know, this year. And we do look at the last couple of years as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So performance is up there. Ticket prices, you know, Philly is a much easier place to buy a ticket for a game. You know, just when we're looking at access, it doesn't do too poorly. You know, it could be better in terms of actually getting to a game for just how big the city is. But something has happened. You know, Philly has been doing pretty well for the last few seasons, has fun players, but it ranks the third least engaged in terms of its fans. I mean, obviously, I think the Eagles over the last couple of years have really taken that number one spot. I think a lot of people just aren't used to rooting for the Sixers, but something has got to happen here where the fans get back into it.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Now, for the worst cities, I see number 296. Is that the worst 296?
Yes.
So New Britain, Connecticut. Like, you would think, isn't that close to UConn? Isn't that, like, far enough away from Hartford? Like, does Hartford not even make the list? Are they, like, number 320? Like, give me an idea of what's happening in Connecticut.
Yeah, so here we're looking at the colleges in mm-hmm. each one of these places. So, you know, in that, it's kind of their, everyone has their own little island, you know, so it's hard to group it in with any other, you know, place nearby. So, you know, Storrs is kind of doing its own thing. In New Britain, there's Central Connecticut State, not, you know, a lot going on. I don't think fans necessarily go to UConn to go catch games. So that's why, you know, it's hard for these super small college towns, but it would be unfair to kind of loop them with anyone else.
So University of Hartford, they don't even rank.
Let's see. Is Hartford on here?
Because I know people in that area.
Hartford is at 206.
206. Okay, so they actually do better than New Britain. I guess where does UConn's town rank?
Storrs would be number one for a small city.
Number one for a small city, okay.
And then 29th overall, so pretty good.
So 29th. Yeah, that because, you know, there is this UConn-Hartford thing where everybody just feels bad in Hartford because UConn gets all the press, but I guess they pull the numbers, so they deserve it.
Exactly, and Storrs, where UConn is actually sandwiched in between Durham and Lawrence, Kansas, so definitely in good company.
Yeah, yeah, those are big-time places. All right, listen, I appreciate you taking the time out, Jill, and we'll catch you down the line.
Sounds good. Go Sixers.